Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you so much this morning. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for bringing us together as one people again. We pray that, Lord, for the few minutes we have, you will lead us in the knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. So yesterday we took off powerfully here, and then I believe that you caught something last night. Something hit you. You actually made a decision. You see, one of the things you should do is that as preaching is going on, you should make a decision that if I go, I'm going to do this. If I go, I'm going to start this. If I go. And I want to say that we are all deficient in what we are doing. True of us. There is something that is not working at your place. Maybe unless you don't see it, or unless your bishop asked you to start pastoring the children 2 weeks ago. But even that, you will see that there's a problem. There's a deficiency. There's something you are lacking. Amen. But if you don't see that problem, it's also a problem on itself or in itself. You can't see that your preaching is not nice. You can't see. And when you are preaching, the children, you see, when Bishop said, quoted the scripture, which one was that? The one in John. John 21, 15 to 17. When, let me see which verse he said. Verse 15 said, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. Hallelujah. When he said, feed my lambs, one of the things that came to mind is preaching. When you preach to somebody, you are feeding the person. And that is the ultimate. And Bishop said that anybody you feed, you have authority over the person. Yes. So your people, they don't mind you because your preaching is not nice. And when your preaching is not nice, you will know. I don't know whether when you cook and the food is not nice, you know. Yes, if you cook, the sisters, they can tell. If you cook and the food is not the way it should be, you know. And when you are preaching, those of us who have been preaching for a long time, when you are preaching and you are struggling, you will know. When the preaching is explaining you, rather than you explaining the scripture, you know that no. I remember when I started Save, the very first time I started Save Church, October 2008 or something like that. Look, my first scripture was Luke 5:32. How do I even remember Luke 5:32? Because Luke 5:32, that I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. This was what I preached. Oh, they preached to me. So the righteousness came to Jesus, and Jesus came to call repentance. So the repentance and the righteousness, they all came to meet Jesus. So I came not to call the righteous to repentance. The children were clapping. This was what I was preaching. And the 12 children, me, I started with 12, Bishop Oku started with 14, 12. So Jesus himself and righteousness are the same. But the repentance is different from the coming to the house. Do you get it? And the children said they get it. So, feed, and as Bishop was preaching yesterday night, I checked for the meaning of lamb, and lamb means a baby sheep. But you see, the lovest thou me, it was three. The first one was lamb, the last two were sheep. So when I checked, it said a baby lamb. It means that, look, for you to even do, the premium is placed on feeding the little ones. Those of us who have children, you see that you feed the little ones even before the adults. Hallelujah. So one of the places, one of the segments you really work on yourself is your art of preaching. And you are not there as a safe teacher to make sure the children don't disturb. That's not the reason. And your safe church is also not a choreographic group. Because some people, since we heard of Dancing Stars, we don't hear anything again. About can be about Joah. Then you can see that you are sweating. No scripture memorized, nothing. You see, and I want to recommend that lead the opening prayer. You see, don't do yourself like a senior pastor that they should come and call you. No. I do. But I'm not the one preaching the camp of Bishop, because I should do recap. May I recap that I like. Amen. So don't make yourself a senior pastor. No, I'm explaining it to you clear that you can see. When you come in the, if you are two, let your assistant stand at the back. And you come and stand if we are doing opening prayer. But I think prophet does opening prayer himself. Yeah, so why are you a senior pastor? You don't do opening prayer yourself. When the children are doing worship and praises, you have sat down and you have crossed your leg. That it's not time to preach. And to those of us who have offices, it's boo-boo. Yeah, to those of us who have offices, by the grace of God, I have an office. Pastor Ashman, when you came, you saw my office. Yeah, I have office. AC. So the temptation is that you'll be there telling that, if you are why is ministry never check me? You see, me, my office, when I'm in the office, I can hear what is happening there. Hallelujah. So it is up to you to rise. So Bishop said, be in the service yourself. Do the worship yourself. If the children don't see you raising up your hand, they will never raise up their hands. Let us not turn saved into another school. And that is what we don't. Another school. There's crayon. They are crayoning. Oh. Everything is there. Except so, Bishop gave us some activities that we can do. He said prayer. I'm not sure you remember the prayer. You yourself should pray. You see how you struggle with flow. You see how this night when we're calling, some of it is because you came here, that's why you joined flow. It's because you came. But if you're in an Akazu assembly, you know that chairman himself call us. Those of you who are pastors, you see that we feel form. It's not an Akazu assembly, then. It's not easy. Maybe they said they want to transfer me. I like Jesus is the answer. You know, but I was in Jesus is the answer. It was one of my denominations before I left and I came to another. Prayer. You should pray. If you hear me praying and you pass by my window, you think I'm praying for my girlfriend. Because I'm calling the church. I pray for this person. I pray for you. Mention their name. I pray for this person. I pray for this person. I pray for this person. Pray. And when you come into the service, at least 30 minutes of prayer. Oh, I do 30 minutes prayer. Myself, I don't do, And there, open to every, and they must learn it. Number two, we should do worship. If you don't have a good voice like myself, if they are doing the worship, and most worship leaders, it's not like they have voice. Oh. No. You wonder why Shatawale do, Baba, me, if I were in the world, I wouldn't listen to somebody like Shatawale. That generator voice. But you see, when he coughs, crap, people buy. So it is something that is following the song. Shatter, freedom, shatter, freedom, shatter, freedom. My name is Shatawale. It's a track. They buy. It's a full track. You don't know that song. It's shatter. Go and look for it. Shatter, freedom, shatter, freedom. My name is Shatawale. 5 minutes like that, then we tear above. So the people who do this worship, it's not like they have some voice be that we don't have. So beautiful, so beautiful, Jesus, you are beautiful to me, wonderful. You know, my voice don't come in. Was it not the same voice I sang to my wife and she accepted my proposal?
you should see my wife. You know that I've not chosen in the fair color. You saw my wife. Why if there's light off in the house, I don't look for candle. Fair. She's even fairer than, with dimple. If such a girl can accept me, and you are those other girls, those seven girls, they all bounce to me. Amen. Bible reading. As Jabuku was talking, this Bible reading is one of the, those of you who have been to Presbyterian Methodist before, you see that their first Bible reading, second, please do it. Just select three people every week randomly. Hey, 1, 2, 3. Next week, you are going to be reading John chapter 1, verse 1 to 12. They'll call you first Bible reader. It has nothing to do with what you are preaching, but so that they will come and have something to do. That's what I plan to go and do. Presby. When we're in Presby, we used to read Bible. Methodist, they do first Bible. Even Carol's Night, they read Bible. So, look, is it Rota or Roster? Then, look, next week, you are reading this. So that there can be Bible reading. You yourself, you preach, there's no scripture. Yes. Storytelling. Next one. Verse memorization. That thing is dying. It's some time ago, they put scripture of the week. Scripture. Now, if Sister Kate put it on the page, nobody even minds it. Scripture of the week, we stop. We don't memorize again. The children don't know scriptures. When I was in Tamale, I used to have first service for J Church. No, I didn't do it. J Church. And there was one guy they brought. He's now at the Sunyani University crowd, they call it what? Energy. Yeah. So that guy, when he came to church, he doesn't know anything. So he joined the church, he became a drummer. So one day, I was having one of the morning services. Then I saw a certain man. They say a certain man wants to see me. If they say a parent wants to see you, because you don't know whether some Muslim child has come to the, and the people have come to. So I asked her who it was. Then they say, oh, that is Joe's father. So when I went, the man asked me that, has my son done something wrong? And I said, no, yes. He said, Pastor, why are you treating me this way? And I said, why am I? He said, every time my child comes home with scripture to memorize as homework, but these days he doesn't come again. I said, hey! Then I said, hey, you poor memorize scriptures. Now he's a human being. He's walking about. Hallelujah. So let the children, if you don't let them memorize, they will memorize other things. Look, one of these complex songs to sing at this age has a new mode. But they know the words back to back. One of my children, she went to join Isroma. You know this? Adom TV Isroma thing. Hey, she even got to a certain stage. Then, and they used to sing. I think they give them the song during the week. No, then they sing. Then this girl to church. After she was off the contest, she came. I gave her either song. She would come stand and miss the words. I say, Kebuba, Buye, Bi. So I called the mother and I put it on loudspeaker in my office. And I asked the mother, I said, your daughter is not serious. And the mother said, Pastor, Ma, imbileko bagbele, bele. When the mother said that, she started crying. Like, God, she knows what I can do. If you enter my office, there are canes, 4 canes at the corner. One for I Church, one for K Church, one for Y Church, and one for J Church. Oh, I beat in there, I beat. But don't go and do. Hallelujah. Yes. So, memorize things. Amen. Next one. Preaching. If you don't listen to messages, your preaching will be weak. You don't even preach with confidence. As you are explaining the thing, what you are preaching yourself, you are not confident with what you are preaching. Look, children, and they like confident people. Oh, they like confident people. I mean, recently, we are even about to organize some conference, so I'm even doing it with Pastor Ishmael. And when I called him, we're having the conference, we're having the meeting for the conference. At the point, I was getting discouraged, so after that, I asked him to talk. So when he I was leaning by the wall. Then when he came, he said that, look, the conference is work. When he said that, the children said, yes. It, and I said, hey. Me and the program organizer, I was there, but when he said, everybody said it will work, and the children, it will work. And I said, hey. So children actually like confident people. If the scripture you are quoting is wrong, quote it confidently. Romans 22 verse 8. The Bible says, let the children know that, look, you are not joking with the thing. I preached with the wrong scripture before. The preaching ended. When I got to my son, I said, no. Three scriptures to preach. You can memorize them. Three scriptures. Your workplace. Hey. Because one time I said to myself that, if I go for lectures and I'm lecturing these people, sometimes I could lecture for 2 hours without handout, notes. And they sit down and they're able to understand. And these are nurses who are going to take care of human beings. And it's not in the subject phobia. I'm teaching statistics. And I can explain statistics and they wonder without notes. And I can't come on a Sunday morning and preach with these scriptures for children to understand. I took it that day. Hallelujah. Preach and let the children also preach. Give them chance to preach. Yes. Because one day you need somebody to preach loyalty. And you need one of the children to preach. So be confident. Pastor Jerry, it's my thing in. Jaboko can meet you. Amen. Evangelism. These are activities to do. Evangelism. Sack them. I remember one day I said I was doing swollen. Charlie, the swollen man. I said at least yearly 100 white church. Look, we did that. Remaining one person, I sack everybody out. When I think they went to arrest some boy B. Catch the 100. The guy, as he entered the church, he was looking around. He's like, why are we here? I said, if we don't get the 100 person, the thing will not work. Amen. Praises. Praises. Dance with the church. You see, because you work at Ecobank, you see, look, praises. You must be there. You must dance. God is fighting for, and you must do the dance. La 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 la. You see, but you have done yourself. You can't dance with this your heel like light pole. Like this. The help is coming. Help us, somebody who carries a bag. Let me use your bag. Help us, somebody who has a bag like this. Is Bra Mike in? No. Look, you have a flat and you have the high heel. The high heel is for, as you are coming, the post you know that LP is coming. When you come, what about J? Then you wear flat. Safety chairs. Yeah, they're in you. Let's do it well. Yeah. You are a safe teacher. You don't have color. Hey, how would that thing work? Master, you said go to La Paz. La Paz, 9th market, 10 Ghana. Adiwe Meshe, 20 Ghana. I can show you where it is. I got meaning the Baginia. Help you. God bless you. Praise. So some of you say, you know, I'm a phlegmatic. Master. He said, sang me for you and I Jimmy. He said, we fool with the children. Yeah, you must fool with them. So I'm not a sanguine. What this Bishop Okoel, Pastor Ike things I can't do. No, you have to learn it. Is it because some of the children are afraid of you? Because of the heel, the length of you. They're not afraid of you.
can, you have tied your neck. You have tied your neck. If you look at that, your tied knot. It's like Fanti Dokunu Tracidus. I mean, how the children, how the children approach you? This is practical things to do. Dancing. Dancing stars. Ah, Pastor, have I not called you to give me dancing songs? Yeah. When they are doing the rehearsals, I'm there. Last time I asked them that, that thing what they do. It's coming small, small. You do a dance. Show. You can't do this one. But you are LP, but you can't do this one. You can't do it. So, dancing stars, go and do rehearsals at outside. Your English is even putting them at outside. Have you do the dance? So if the dance is not working, you can't see. Amen. Ushering. There must be ushers who collect the offering. Even the offering, you have to collect the offering yourself. You are here saying that you don't have instruments. Look, at the point, let me tell you before Bishop Oku, I didn't have instrument. Microphone. I didn't. So one day I said, I don't have microphone. And when I go to my bishop that I want microphone there, he tells me that he's owing. So this, around January, I sat in the office and I was even giving and I said, look, I won't give up. I took a bit. I said, look, I came to climb this. I said, we are buying instruments. Look, J Church, no instrument. Y Church, no instrument. How will K Church even have instruments? So I stood, I said, we are buying instruments. I shed envelopes. You were there? I shed envelope. 50 Ghana. Charlie, collecting the envelope. My heart was beating. One of the girls, and she was in J Church, she came to collect 50 Ghana. And I said, hey, this girl will see. But you see, I knew in my heart I don't bring the envelope. So the following Sunday, I was sitting in the office. I came early. When I came, I was, because I have office, I drink tea in the morning. May you get an office in Jesus' name. As I was sitting there, I heard a knock. Who was it? Lordina. He said, Pastor Ike, me the envelope now about. I know them. I said, I can't for crowd. I said, me the envelope now about. Now I'm so there about. I said, by envelope now, Ife. Let me say, Ife, now I'm you. Scanner. Let me say, scanner, I say. I said, 5 cities. I said, Pastor Ike, 5 cities. 50. When I opened it, it was 50. Look, me, yeah, look, I got it. And then my bishop's children were in my church. 4, 3 children. I shame. I say, if you don't bring the envelope in, the children, look, they're afraid of him more than their father. I said, so my bishop could say, Pastor, what have you done? There's a problem in my house. The bishop, what problem? He said, you shed envelope. I said, yeah. So look, I had envelope. And I asked the sound guy, I want a powerful speaker. They said there's a speaker called JBL. Mother, look, I bought JBL for J Church. Like this one, 12 inches. I bought for Y Church. I bought new mixer. Is it 8 channel? I own was, is it 8 channel? 8 channel. Then I bought another one, 6 channel. I bought TV for, look, all is envelope. Look, me teach them, look, the way I share the envelope, it's prophetical. You lay hands. I share envelope. They didn't bring the envelope. I got angry. I put the microphone down and I left. You must be angry. You must be angry sometimes. Hallelujah. Anna, the way you've gone to sit at the back there. Sorry. So, sound control. So somebody, my instrument, you cannot count for it. Yesterday I was here. We're having the meeting. Then I had a call from my bishop. He said he wants to do breakfast meeting. So he's asking permission if he can use my speakers and my things. And I said, Bishop, you are loud. I don't think a bacenter leader can call me that my speaker. Hey! The thing I bought. And I put somebody in charge of sound. As Bishop called me, I called the guy that you have to go tomorrow to set up the place for them and be there till they are done and pack the things. You don't have somebody who controls sound. You don't have somebody who controls sound. If you know somebody who has a Vodafone, tell them that I don't want a car. Call him, I should text 1362 short code. I have a car already. It's not working well, but it's good. I like it. Amen. It's nobody who controls sound. You, if you go and tell the senior pastor for projector, you get it for you. Some of you are very, this, you know, they don't struggle with you. You have the thing, you have people who manage it. And because you are not the one who bought the microphone, that is why when they can leave the microphone on the floor, on the property, and to phone, bang, bang. But if you bought it, my microphone, even hold it, I taught them. Yeah, we've been using soundtrack. Everybody is using soundtrack. Raining Jesus. And, your children doesn't sing with soundtrack. But they don't sing. Satititititinuma. Yetia Busansu. Yetia Busansu. Father Abraham. Enua Nomoto. We have graduated to soundtrack. I saw that there's competition match. I divided them into two. Light of the World Choir, Candle in the Dark Choir. I gave them song up to the middle of, up to the end of July. Sunday, you come and sing. These people too come and sing. They play the soundtrack, you sing. When you finish, we judge. Those who bend the song and those, and so the competition is tight. If I call your group to my office, Sunday, I call one group to my office. It was easy. So I'm canceling the choir. They were begging, please. I said, you have to sing well. Let there be competition in the church. Hallelujah. Yeah. Next one. Laptop stars. Very soon I told them we are going to buy TV. When we project the scriptures, it will come. Make your church a lively place. Look, that light now. Omo use red light, ni blue light now. Master, okay, 100 grand. I'll call our pastor, I'll bring your home use. But their children are suffering too much. Your church is too dry. And we don't have money that Bishop has for money. He said that they are building cathedral at Atonsusu because of that. We are just believing God if they can, any NGO come and help. There's no NGO. There's no NGO. You are the NGO yourself. Where you work, you can get people to say, look, Mr. Tawin, I send messages. Can you support my ministry to buy drums? But now I wire 20 Ghana. You can get it. It will work. Amen. Choir. Let the choir work. And the children, when they sing, they don't sing well. But it's these same children who sing, say cheese, take a picture. These are the same children who do that. If you like, one day when you are preaching, you are saying, you see how they come alive. Mr. That when I preach, I do it. I start to talk about Stone Boy and Shatter. Hey! You see the children, yeah. Pastor, can you shatter SM for life? SM. I'm so. They're quite afford to know SM. Yeah. Stone Boy. There. You see that you begin to explain. But these same children, ask them Romans. Hallelujah. Make your church a lively place. Make your church. If you don't, there is something is spoiling. When I went to do my ordination at EA, I saw something in Pastor Jerry's church. I told him I like it. I'll copy. I saw that he has dispenser in all the churches. So I said, ask him. I was following that dispenser. A home use and I said, new. How much did you buy? Who bought it for you? Where can I get one to buy? But you go and see. Oh, it's nice. Oh, hey, headquarters for their chili. When I asked, it's not like Bishop Interfo gave them money to buy. Or help you I'm saying, if you are waiting for a bishop to give you money, forget it. Bishop Nuka, if he gets that 100 CDs saved offering, he likes. Look, yes, rise up. Share, your bishop shares envelope. Why can you not share envelope? Look, want to buy, and my microphone I bought, the guy who sold the thing for me, he told me that, look, JBL, it must go with quality microphone.
He brought me microphone. 500 Ghana. I brought the microphone. I said, we are paying. I have two children in my channel. If nobody collect them, they don't collect. And when they collect, they bring the same amount. Their father is dusted. So there are people who encourage me. Hey, if I say we are going to Jerusalem, they'll be the first to pay. So we are going to where they bury Jesus. Where they bury Jesus, please, this is the money for them. The microphone. We are paying for it. You see, because you don't lead them, that's your birthday, they don't mind you. They don't even know your birthday, but they know Shatawale's birthday. My birthday, you cut cake. You organize the birthday. When I went for ordination, I came the following Sunday, you cut cake. Yeah. Cut cake in honor of Reverend. Hey, who cut cake, sir? My Reverend, you ain't cut cake. That's why you cut cake. You have to teach them all this, because these same children, the same toilet roll to Sir Gideon. This I said on our day. So why does that mean the pastor that pray for them, preaches to them, my birthday, they can't bring me tiro. They should bring me tiro. Sunday, somebody told me that they even sent shaving stick to their teachers. Material, sardine, toilet roll near the geisha soup. Then you, the pastor. You think in our counter, you see, pastoring the children is this one. The children, they don't appreciate what I'm doing. Hallelujah. When I see Bishop Okola, stand to your feet, and let's welcome Oko Batendoku. Oh, take your seat. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. So do it. This is it. It's a church. Whatever you see your bishop do, you can do it also in your church. Don't say it's beyond the children. Do you understand? There is nothing beyond the children. If you go to adult church, you see them in careless choir, they are singing. You can also do the same thing in your church. And it must happen. Do you understand? It must happen. They do rehearsals. You don't do rehearsals. You think the children sing by osmosis. They are doing the rehearsal. You must consciously be there physically. Your voice is not nice. Go and do backing vocalist. You, come in. Hey, some girl be her heart was singing. She said she came from a certain place. She can sing. Pa, I made her do choir. She bend the song. Bend the song. I said, from today, you no hold mic. You be at the back. But if they do recording, one of the reasons this recording is not anything. This recording, and when you record your own message, to help, you listen to yourself and say, Sana, the scripture I quoted to preach, it was wrong. You see,
this has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.